Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday. It's May 22nd, 2015. It's all the geek without the weight. And now that we're not going to have that crazy rainy day like we did yesterday,
it was a great day.
Maybe for you. Today's better because it's finally Frackin' Friday. It's all shiny. It's bright. It's special. It means a good chunk of us don't have to go to work tomorrow. Hi, we're the folks from that place you might know as geekradiodaily.com. It's a website which hosts this show. You can find this show there. I don't know if you know that. It's kind of crazy. We've got Facebook, Twitter. You can keep up with all kinds of things. The folks bringing it to you today, well, that there is saucy.
He is starting to damage my calm.
Well, I am not done a damn thing. What are you talking about? Hello, I'm the wonderful, crazy, and amazing Billy Flynn.
Arrogance may not be a uniquely American trait, but I must say you do it better than anyone.
Well, thank you. What happened, yo?
1761, the first life insurance policy in the United States was issued in Philadelphia.
1803, the first public library opened in Connecticut, and then they cut the ribbon and someone went, shh.
1843, the first wagon train left Independence, Missouri for the Oregon Trail. About 1,000 colonists were part of the wagon train.
Then you got cholera and died. 1868, the great train robbery took place near Marshfield, Indiana, as 7 members of the Reno gang held up the crew, detached the locomotive, and made off with $96,000 in cash, gold, and bonds of 1868 money.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
1888, Leroy Buffington patented the system for building skyscrapers.
1891, the first public motion picture show was presented to the 147 members of the National Federation of Women's Club who visited Thomas Edison's lab. They viewed the film through a 1-inch hole in a pine box. It showed a man bowling. 5 stars.
1892, the toothpaste tube was invented.
Before that, it was just vats. 1900, the Associated Press was incorporated in New York as a non-profit news cooperative.
Bolo paste. 1906, the airplane was patented by the Wright brothers.
1931, George End of Arcadia, Florida marketed the world's first canned rattlesnake meat.
Nice.
Mm, just like Mom used to make.
1955, police in Bridgeport, Connecticut canceled a Fats Domino concert after they were told rock and roll dances might be featured.
1958, London newspapers reported that Jerry Lee Lewis married his 14-year-old cousin. He was consequently booed off stage that night and forced to cancel 34 of the 37 scheduled performances.
1959, the first black general in the U.S. history, Brig General Benjamin O. Davis Jr., USAF, was promoted to the rank of Major General.
1961, the Top of the Needle restaurant in the Space Needle in Seattle opened as the first revolving restaurant.
1967, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, hosted by the minister Fred Rogers, debuted on NET, now PBS.
1972, the first presidential visit to Moscow in history made by President Nixon from 22nd to 30. Again, old Vulcan, only Nixon can go to Russia.
1977, the final European scheduled run of the Orient Express after 94 years.
1980, 4 of Jimi Hendrix's gold albums were stolen from Electric Ladyland Studios in New York.
1997, the United States Postal Service issued the first U.S. stamps to honor a cartoon character, a 32-cent stamp honoring Bugs Bunny.
1998, a federal judge ruled that Secret Service agents could be compelled to testify before a grand jury concerning the Monica Lewinsky-President Clinton scandal.
2002, in Washington, D.C., the remains of the missing intern, Chandra Levy, were found in Rock Creek Park.
Birthdays?
Molly Ephraim is 29, Mandy Baxter on Last Man Standing.
Carteri English is 30, season 7 winner of America's Next Top Model and the host of Pretty Wicked.
Apollo Anton Ono is 33, 8-time Olympic speed skating medalist, season 4 winner on Dancing with the Stars.
Maggie Q is 36, that's Nikita on Nikita and My Lin and Live Free or Die Hard.
Sean Gunn is 41, Kirk Gleason on Gilmore Girls.
Anna Belknap is 43, Lindsay Monroe Messler on CSI, New York.
Brooke Smith is 48, Erica Hahn on Grey's Anatomy.
Ann Cusack is 54, Shirley Baker in A League of Their Own, sister of John and Joan, she was Amy in Gross Point Blank.
Theodore Kaczynski is 73, the Unabomber serving 8 life sentences without the possibility of parole at the Federal Administrative Maximum Facility Supermax. That's too many words. Big prison. He's in the big prison. He ain't never coming out.
Richard Benjamin is 77. Neil in Goodbye Columbus. Of course, he's your hero in Love at First Bite. He was in Cork. Tons of stuff.
John Barth is 85. Novelist. He wrote Chimera.
No longer with us, born this date in 1941, Paul Winfield. He played Martin Luther King Jr. in the miniseries King. He's Captain Clark Terrell in Star Trek II Electric Boogaloo. He's in tons of stuff. He was in Sounder.
Harvey Milk, 1930, politician, gay rights activist, first openly gay city supervisor of San Francisco, and was assassinated in 1978.
Quinn Martin, born 1922, a TV producer of tons of stuff, The Untouchables, The Fugitive, and like 700 more things.
Johnny Olson, 1910, radio and TV announcer, What's My Line, and The Price is Right.
Sir Laurence Olivier, 1907, in so many things that I won't even embarrass you by mentioning movies you haven't seen.
And Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, 1859, author of the Sherlock Holmes series. I assume the original Sherlock Holmes series.
Yes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle created Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen.
You did. You certainly did. TV?
Tonight on ABC, 500 questions and rerun of 2020.
NBC Dateline, which I've misspelled as Dare Line, which would be a hell of a lot more interesting.
Blue Bloods and Undercover Boss, both reruns on CBS.
CW has a new episode of The Messengers.
Bones on Fox. I guess
movie night, Friday's
Fox
over.
Is gone.
Oh well. ABC Family showing Flintstones. It's okay.
The Bucket List on AMC.
Disney Channel showing Teen Beach Movie, which is like, you know, High School Musical but at the beach.
Criminal Minds on A&E.
Discovery Channel, Bering Sea Gold.
I Was Bitten, the Walker County incident on Animal Planet. Bitten by what?
E! Entertainment Television, The Soup Live.
Miss Congeniality on CMT.
FX has got the double feature of Tooken and Tooken 2 Electric Boogaloo.
New Alaskan Bush People on Discovery.
Over on FXX, The Simpsons from season 25, the one with the Homer clones.
Lake Placid on Encore.
History Channel, Hangar 1, UFO Files.
Glee, the concert movie on FXM.
Best use of 3D in a movie ever. IFC Basketball, followed by a new episode, one of like the last two of Reggie on Comedy Bang Bang.
Bessie on HBO.
Over on BBC America, Inconceivable, they're showing The Princess Bride.
Kite on Stars.
Spike TV showing Lights Out. I don't know what that's about. I don't know.
Mysteries at the Museum Travel Channel.
Discovery Channel Family is showing Christopher Reeve and Richard Pryor in Superman 3.
The Lincoln Lawyer on VH1.
True TV's got a new episode of The Hustlers. We're watching anything tonight, though. It's going to be on the Lifetime Movie Network because Sophie goes missing on a trip to Moscow. Her mother, Stevie, a tough NYPD detective, moves heaven and earth in her quest to save her baby girl. Tonight, Naomi Patrick and Julie Benn star in Taken... Search for Sophie Parker.
No blasted lettuce today.
No, nothing like that to worry about. Not on a Finally Frackin' Friday. That's one less thing to do in getting us out of here just that much. If you would like to drop a note, feel free to know that you always can. All you have to do is send a message to podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress Saucy, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. So kick back, relax, and we will get out of here just a little bit earlier. On GRD.
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a pristine at GuiltyFilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What? Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah!
Woo! Hi, everyone. This is Ken Mader with the film Displacement, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Gonna wrap this bad boy up. You are here with Geek Radio Daily live. Well, we recorded it live. That's the important thing.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Tons of folks do. Sometimes they get made. Stuff is out today. What you gonna go see? Let's find out. What's out?
Brad Bird's new film, Tomorrowland, with George Clooney, Britt Robertson, and Hugh Laurie.
I'm kind of meh about this. You know, I want this to be something amazing because Brad Bird is an amazing filmmaker.
Right.
But, you know, the secret society of what's...
Right, okay, true. Right. When I touch the pin, things happen.
Poltergeist, the remake, is out. Sam Rockwell, Jared Harris, tons of folks. If you know the original, it's here. There's a house, it's haunted. They've given away in the trailer why it's haunted. They've already have a clown that looks already psychotically evil before the ghosts show up. So, yeah. we'll see.
Funny thing about it, though, is I saw a trailer today for Poltergeist, but I thought I was seeing a trailer for Tomorrowland. And I know, it's weird. I looked down and looked back up, and it changed trailers.
Sure.
It's the one where he's drilling into the wall.
Yeah.
I thought that was for Tomorrowland. And then, like, it yanks him into the wall. I'm like, this doesn't seem like Tomorrowland.
Yeah. That scene doesn't belong in Poltergeist.
Aloft coming out. It's the Carla Liosa movie with Jennifer Connelly, Cillian Murphy, and Una Chaplin. Aloft tells of a struggling mother who encounters the son she abandoned 20 years earlier.
Oh, that's always a good time. Also in limited release is When Marnie Was There. This is an animated flick. A young girl is sent to the country for health reasons where she meets an unlikely friend in the form of Marnie, a young girl with flowing blonde hair, and then weird, crazy things happen.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, something you've heard us talk about on Wednesdays, on comic book days, is George Romero's Empire of the Dead.
Empire.
15-issue graphic novel published by Marvel Comics. He's done some sort of spinoffs on that. Well, now it's going to be turned into a television series. Interesting. Especially when you realize that, sure, it's Empire of the Dead, so it's George Romero, so of course there's zombies. But Empire of the Dead is a zombie apocalypse that mixes in vampires with zombies. Who's going to... What about a zombie vampire? That's just crazy. That's just the weirdest thing anyone's ever going to know. So, you know, it's going to pop up in AMC, because if you've got a show about zombies, it kind of has to be on AMC.
Or the CW. Yeah. iZombie, I see. Taking the One Ring back to the fires of Mount Doom, from which it was forged, involved a lot of walking and camping. Anyone who's read the books and seen the movies know that it was a long journey.
Yes.
But how long? No one really knows. We never really got it down to hours, miles, leagues, meters, kilometers, whatever. Right. We never did. We know that it's a long distance, and with such a large fandom of people who love the Tolkien works, they figured it out. One user has actually come up with exactly how long it would be from the Shire to Mordor, which I think is fascinating. So if you were put the whole works together in a U.S. perspective, as Matt did, he reports the journey would be like walking from Los Angeles, California to Austin, Texas. 1,350 miles over 440 hours of walking.
Wow.
Although Google says that I could have made it there in 18 hours and 42 minutes if there wasn't any traffic or orogs.
As the crows fly, something like that. Reese Witherspoon going to be in a live-action Disney film because, after all this time, Tink... A Tinkerbell movie is finally getting made. This time it's going to be something like Maleficent, in which it's the story you didn't know. The person writing this is Victoria Strauss, who's writing the sequel Finding Dory of Finding Nemo. So we'll see how that all works out. Weird that, you know, Tinkerbell was really a minor and, of course, non-speaking character in the Peter Pan story, but has since become like this huge icon for Disney and the whole thing. So now we get the live-action version, and that's your currently starring in Hot Pursuit, Reese Witherspoon.
So for a while now, everyone has been pretty tight-lipped about Fear of Walking Dead, the upcoming spinoff of The Walking Dead on AMC. Until now, series creator Robert Kirkman recently discussed everything from the show's main characters to the new take on zombies. The series focuses on a family headed by a pair of teachers, Madison and Travis, played by Kim Dickens and Cliff Curtis. They have kids, and I think their kids have kids.
Oh, older kids.
Okay. Right. And for the zombies themselves, Kirkman said that the...
So the Brady Bunch versus zombies is what we're going...
Not quite. Well, actually, kind of, because she had kids from a previous marriage, and he had kids from a previous marriage, and there's like an ex-wife kind of somewhat involved, apparently, but I don't know.
The zombie bunch.
For the zombies themselves,
zombie bunch.
There's going to be a lot of differences and definitely a lot of cool things for fans to catch onto, because they're actually going to see the early days for the first time.
Sweet. Okay.
So after explaining that the overall goals of the new characters are to simply survive, we're going to see how much the audience knows about the original series.
Sweet.
He's using some like back stuff in the series. So, I mean,
okay, tied all together. Garth. Thousands of people suffering from advanced prostate cancer have been offered new hope of a cure after scientists discovered the genetic cause behind 90% of those tumors. 9 out of 10 cases of late-stage prostate cancer can be linked to changes in the DNA of sufferers, and in some cases, there are already drugs which can tackle those genetic defects which are being used for other cancers. Scientists say the breakthrough was like uncovering the Rosetta Stone for prostate cancer, in reference, of course, to the stone tablet, blah, blah. It was led in the UK, the study was, by a scientist at the Institute of Cancer Research in London with collaboration from researchers around the world. Dr. Ian Frame says that this is incredibly exciting and groundbreaking research. The next step is to confirm whether those drugs would have the same impact if used to target mutations when found in prostate cancer. So one form of cancer we might be getting rid of, which is good because we've lost too many people we know and love. So as always, F you, cancer. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and the forums. You can find them at the website, which you should stop by and see every day, if no other reason to get the show. It's geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you drop us a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. And you have yourself a tremendous weekend, and we'll catch you on the other side at the start of all that nonsense.
You are all weirdos.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Good night, suckers.
Good night, everybody.
I don't think Kate caught your name.
I'm so sorry. I'm...
Oh, it's always hard to remember an alias when you've had a fright, isn't it? Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Miss Adler, I presume.
Oh, look at those cheekbones. I could cut myself slapping that face. Would you like me to try?
Right, this should do it. I've missed something, haven't I?
Do you know the big problem with a disguise, Mr. Holmes? However hard you try, it's always a self-portrait.
You think I'm a vicar with a bleeding face?
I think you're damaged, delusional, and believe in a higher power. In your case, it's yourself. Well, if I had to punch that face, I'd avoid your nose and teeth too.
Could you put something on, please? Anything at all? Napkin.
Why? Are you feeling exposed?
I think John knows where to look.
No, I think he knows exactly where. Not sure about you.
I want to look at naked women. I borrow John's laptop.
You do borrow my laptop.
I confiscate it.